All right, this is the show. We're doing it now. We just started, so yay. Yeah, be excited.
Yeah.
Woohoo! Yeah.
Okay. We have a very, very special show today for you. As you very well know from our wonderful intro, that we are reviewing Street Fighter 4 for the masses. Street Fighter 4 just came out on the Xbox 360 and the PlayStation 3 consoles.
And the Wii, oh,
it did come out on the Wii. It's called Tatsunoko vs. Capcom.
Wow.
And it's horrible.
And it's very bad. But more importantly, Street Fighter 4 just came out today, so we figured we do a little get-together, play a little Street Fighter, look at the pretty box, because the box is pretty. Comes with a little figurine and a movie, and it has like a lot of Japanese names on the back of it. Wow, 65 minutes?
Yeah.
Like the movie, 65 minutes. That's not bad. You gotta pay for it, though. So, good luck finding enough money in this economic crisis. But, you know.
I'm rich!
Well, the president just approved $780 billion. Hope you get a couple of it.
Yeah,
I want a couple of it.
I want my Obama bucks.
You want to? Obama bucks. We should change Obama bucks. I wonder if they're gonna put him on the dollar. Like, should we change him to the dollar bill?
He's the first black president. He might actually be able to get a dollar.
Yeah, it's like they need to talk about Rushmore too.
Will the dollar get color or not?
No, it's gonna look exactly
the same. It'd be a black dollar. It'd be like all black and like green writing.
No, black dollar with white text and just Obama's face. Bam.
And it'll be like
Sin City style.
It'll be like $500 or something.
Because we don't have $500 right
have
now.
No.
And you're going to have a $500 bill.
Yeah, why not?
That's stupid. Okay, anyway. more importantly.
None of this has anything to do with fighting or
thank
street.
You. Fighting or yeah. streeting yeah. Or the number four. We could say that we could say Obama is the fourth black man to ever run for president.
The first one.
But he never fought for it, and he never fought in the street.
He did fight in the street. He fought against Hillary Clinton, bare-knuckle boxer. That's crazy. He's like, yo, specifically, that's exactly why, like, you know, Hillary Clinton knows how to do, like, the Zangief SPD out of a punch into an ultra, into a super.
Yeah.
Wow.
It's like, if you've ever watched the Senate, you know what Hillary Clinton does. But seriously, though, we have Street Fighter. We've been playing it for quite some time.
Longer
than we should have.
Really. Longer than we really should have.
Blame the arcade for it.
Yeah, I guess the arcade. And we're just going to talk about a couple things about the game. First, we're going to jump right in and talk about the pros of the game, things that make this game viable. And then after that, we're going to go and talk about the cons, things that make this game returnable. And then we're just going to have a real quick Russian roundtable. We're going to have, you know, our panel of experts. I guess we're all experts at something. Come together, and we're going to talk about Street Fighter 4. So, here you go. It's Street Fighter. Show all you can. Goodbye. My lovely panel of assistants.
Lovely?
Yeah.
Lovely.
Well, one of us is lovely. Me.
Narcissistic.
I'm not even narcissistic. I'm pretty. It's like we have on the show Chris.
Yeah. I'm Chris. I'm typically a Zangief person for my main.
Yeah.
That's cool. It's like, I guess you could introduce Bring yourself and name your character.
Yeah, it's like a dating hotline.
Yeah, exactly. It's like, hi, I'm Chris and I'm a Zangief.
I enjoy red wine and long walks.
It's like, I enjoy red wine and you know, spinning. Spinning on your hand.
Lots of spinning.
Exactly. We also have on this show Ray from the J1 Sound Team.
Woohoo! Hello, everybody.
Character.
Name's Ray from the J1 Sound Team. Character is Abel and soon to be Fei Long.
Really?
Yes.
Fei Long?
Yes, Fei Long.
That's really cool. Good luck with that online.
He kicks high.
Yeah, he kicks high. Whoa, we're doing that commercial with Vi Menon. We also have on this show, we have Brennan.
Cheers.
It's like, welcome back, yes. British Brendan.
That's my call sign, whatever. Yes. My character is Rose and Crimson Viper.
Okay.
But it doesn't matter because I don't play the game.
Okay, let's save that for
That's
later.
Awesome.
Oh, man.
Let's save that for
your
later.
Your opinion is now awesome and very much valued.
Exactly. We also have on the show Lawrence.
Yo, as always, my character is Ken. And I don't care that everyone uses Ken. I use Ken. So there.
All right, and
the uniqueness is overpowering.
Oh Jesus Christ! I just turned around, and we also have Jason on the show, but he's wearing his Street Fighter IV Reserve headband.
Fanboy,
yeah.
And I wonder who your character is.
Of course, my character is actually
Zagabit Cooking Time.
It's Mr. Cooking Time. No, it is Ryu and occasionally Zangy. And soon to be Fei Long.
Okay.
A better Fei Long.
Excuse you?
You know how we solve this problem for who gets to play with Fei Long? Fei Long, volcano, no items.
Oh, wow.
No items.
Oh, great. This is
cool. It's like, yeah, there are items in Street
Final
Fighter 4.
Destination.
Yeah, it's by destination. Wow. Both boxes. No items.
No smash balls.
No smash balls. Done. Oh, man. That sucks. I hate that game. I hate that game so much. And obviously, I'm Radio Mike. If you didn't already recognize my voice and were already swooning over it, my character.
That's my line.
Wow. It's like my character is Akuma because he is the hand of God, and I will be serving it to you people online very, very soon. Not even psych though.
No,
like
no,
for real,
no,
I'm good with it.
And I show
Thank
up.
You. It's like me sauce. Done. So up. we're gonna jump right into this, and we're gonna start talking about what makes Street Fighter 4 good. So for that, we're gonna start with you, Chris. Your opinion about what makes this game good. Like what when I walk into a store and I'm looking at a shelf of all the new releases, and I see Street Fighter 4 on the shelf, and I have $60 and $2 and 39 cents, and I can buy the game plus tax.
It's actually 64.19.
Did they raise the tax in the city?
No, where you are is 64.19.
That is stupid. Oh
yep.
My god, that is a
actually
price.
where we are is 64.19.
$64.
$64.
That is like four seasons of a show I like on Adult Swim. But anyway, you go into the store, you got enough money to buy the game. What makes you pick up Street Fighter 4?
Well, if you're a fighting game fan, it's pretty much your only boat. Until Tekken comes out, which I will literally call if I have a job, I'll call in sick that day. I'll get a diaper.
Maybe
a BB gun, a knife, and some pepper spray, and you know.
Okay, but no, that's not what I'm getting. I understand that you were like Tekken, and when we start talking about Tekken, we'll do that, but. Why would you buy Street Fighter 4? Like, compelling you to buy Street Fighter 4?
Seriously, almost every single match, there is a moment where one of the two people playing the game will say, holy shit, and throw something at the television or want to. Like, there's always something really insane, like, what the hell is going on? How did you hit me out of that move? Mm-hmm. Whatever it is.
I don't think that would be a plus.
No, but it is, because it's always exciting. It's always exciting.
So you're saying the ability to boil your blood and make you get, you know, to incite some emotion in you is enough to make you purchase this game.
Yeah, because when I play Gears of War or Halo or whatever, I'm like, oh, so, okay, look, I shot the guy in the face. Okay, now
bang.
I'm going to the next room. Oh, wait, I shot the guy with the shotgun.
Bang.
Okay, now I threw a grenade and he's dead.
Boom.
Okay, now... It's like,
but you're saying
doesn't really.
But you're saying when you play a fighting game, that does that for you. That
well, all right. Let's just say hypothetical situation, and everybody. I hope everybody plays Street Fighter 2 at some point. You remember how Street Fighter 2, when you're playing and Guile's about to do a flash kick and Bison's coming in for a head stomp, and so Bison's coming from the air, and Guile is doing an anti-air attack.
It's kind of sad when you don't remember.
Yeah, I temporarily forgot. Okay. Now, in pretty much every version of Street Fighter I can possibly think of, guaranteed, Guile doesn't even matter what he hits you with. If he hits you with his toe, it doesn't matter Bison's getting launched into the air, and Guile takes no damage. And then he can land from his flash kick and then pressure you with a sonic boom or a front kick or a sonic, whatever he's doing.
Okay.
In this one, however, even it doesn't even have to be an EX version. It could just... Because of the way... because of the way that the pixels line up in the Bison's feet and Guile's head, you can stomp on Guile's head out of a flash kick. The first time I saw that, I was like, I walked out of the room. I was about to walk out of the room. It's like, are you serious? Like, that is an anti-air attack. This man is invincible. And you just stomped on this man's face in the middle air? And then came back around with the Psycho Crusher and hit him in the face. Are you serious? I would have tossed the controller. If I had been Guile at that time, I would have thrown the controller away and walked out.
But since you weren't Guile...
Well, yeah, I was laughing.
You were happy. Because, I was laughing. So once again, that was worth your $64.19.
Well, it actually was $3, so I was playing it down the street. But yeah, I mean, I understand.
Okay. Alright.
But it's just... This game is... as intrinsically ingrained into fighting game history as a game possibly can be. I'm trying to think of another game that has done for as much for fighting games in general as Street Fighter has, and the only thing I could think of is Fatal Fury - KOF. Fatal Fury, you know, Terry Bogard and Andy Bogard. And,
Because you have to explain that for people.
I do. KOF, which is King of Fighters, which started in 94, mm-hmm. although technically it started one game before, because there was like the beginnings of KOF in the last one of the Fatal Fury specials or something.
Okay.
Although you forgot to mention the first true 3D fighter, which is Virtual Fighter.
Well, yeah, but that's a little different, because that came out a little later and 3D was like a next step up, although it wasn't the first 3D fighter. Point that out. No, it wasn't.
What was the first 3D fighter?
First 3D fighter was in the Neo Geo.
Which was?
I can't remember the name. On my computer. I can't remember the name. I'm sorry. I'll have to look it up. But it was on the Neo Geo.
Wait. Well, damn. When did Balls for Genesis come out?
That came out after Virtual Fighter.
No, I'm talking about running with actual Pokemon.
Yeah, yeah. Random. This isn't
3D. It was a 3D fighter.
You're like Balls for the Genesis? I'm like, oh, wow.
So he's saying for fighting games in general, almost every fighting game has the basis of what Street Fighter is in it.
Pretty much.
Specials and...
When it comes to the motions, when it comes to the characters, you always relate a new character in any fighting game to Street Fighter. You say, this is the Ryu-type character.
This is
the Ken-type character.
This is the Zangief.
Exactly. And then even how their gameplay, if you say, oh, they're a chargeback character, you know, you say, Sonic Boom. Like Guile, it's like, you know, Sonic Boom, like Flash Hicks, you know. You know, some Chun-Li stuff, you know.
If he's a grappler, you can't get close to him, he's Zangief.
Exactly.
Not to mention that, but even the way... Fine, take Tekken, for instance, which has about as little you can possibly think of when you look at the game as you possibly can, as opposed to Street Fighter. But if you really look at it, the motions are similar. The idea of you're doing normal punch and kick attacks, and then by pressing a directional button, you're doing a different kind of special... different kind of motion, which is not quite a special move, but not quite a normal move either.
It's an extra move.
Yeah, it's
but, there you go. It's an extra
but
move.
I mean, when Tekken first came out, some of the characters had the look and feel of Street Fighter characters.
Yeah,
like Kazuya. Yeah. Kazuya, he came out, you were like, oh, that's like Ryu, because he had red gloves, he had half,
and
he had
an uppercut.
And then you look at Paul. Paul came out. You're like, oh, it's like Guile and Ken when you came out. Like that's what a lot of people say.
I hear a guy wearing a red gi.
Yeah, it was like, you know, Guile dressed up as Ken.
Yeah.
Okay, but what I'm saying is, why did you buy this game today? Today, because February 17, 2009. Because you bought this game.
Because
why?
If I hadn't, I would have cried myself to sleep. I would have been. Oh my goodness. Are you seriously telling me that I did not go out and do what I should have done and bought this game and then gone online and completely ruined as many people as possible? This game is just that fun. It is fun. I don't have... I mean, it's not like... Like, I enjoy, for instance, playing RPGs like Final Fantasy and the Breath of Fire and the... You know, basically RPGs in general. But I don't know if I'd necessarily say they're fun. They're enjoyable. They're entertaining. They're interesting.
You never had fun playing an RPG?
I've had fun, but it's like it's I have to grind for 15 hours to get to the fun.
Okay, but you're saying like you pop in your Street Fighter
4 days. I pop my Street Fighter and like Zangief starts doing lariats and SPDs and I'm just
having fun.
I'm set.
I'm gonna throw in like for me it was graphics.
Yeah, the graphics.
I mean the entire game looks like a painting. Like the style they used, they didn't go for the like photorealistic. They didn't go for cell shading either. They like created their own new style, like their own new look and feel, and it worked. And it worked. Like the presentation of the game is fantastic. The way they play, it's you can easily jump right back into the game. If you remember Street Fighter, you can jump right into the game and just have a good old time.
And play it on the easiest difficulty.
Yes. Play against people who are just jumping back in. We'll go into that into the negative section, but if you're playing against people, if you were really good in Street Fighter 2, then you'll be really good in Street Fighter 4. Mm-hmm. If you were a casual player in Street Fighter 2,
you're going to be a casual player
in Street Fighter 4.
If you were really awesome at Street Fighter 3rd Strike, you suck at this game.
No, you really suck at this game.
Seriously?
No.
Seriously, go ahead and try to parry an attack.
Well, because there's no such thing as parries. And parries.
How did you go back in time to... Alright, so where does this take place in the timeline?
In between 2 and 3.
Why?
Because they just said it take place in between 2 and 3.
But why?
Well, because there was no storyline. No, because in Ono's interview, he said that there was no... He hated the fact that there was no actual, like...
Storyline between 2 and 3.
Like,
So he couldn't write a book?
You lost out on a lot of characters. Like, come on. How awesome would Street Fighter 3 would have been if you had Guile and Sagat in there? Like,
and Zangief.
Yeah, it would have been
Street Fighter 2.0, it would have been 4.
you know?
Whoa!
But that's not, you know what, for me, I'm good.
It's
I'm
like
good
that,
with it.
But that works for
me,
right?
That works for me, because like, I wanted it. Street Fighter 3 was a great game, but besides like Ryu being in it, it wasn't Street Fighter. Yeah, they could have honestly titled that something else and just happened to have like Ryu and Ken in there as like, it could have been like an all-star game or something
like that.
You know,
if it wasn't for the fact that they animated pretty, I would have never even played it, and I would have never even got the chance to enjoy it. Having said that, well, never mind, next section.
Yeah, exactly. we're rolling up on that anyway. Like, do you have anything else positive to add to it?
One more thing. I do think it is a really amazing example of the new Capcom way of doing things, where they're taking older games that they already had, like the Bionic Commando, like Mega Man, so on and so forth. I mean, we've seen them online, or we've heard of them, I hope. And if you haven't, go search. They're mostly all awesome. Although Mega Man 9, you're going to scream at your TV and throw things at it. Because you'll die over and over again. But anyway, they've taken older stuff like that and then brought the HD graphics, brought the new gameplay controls, all that stuff that you expect from a new game. And then it took the awesome gameplay and the story and the characters that you really loved from when you were younger and then smushed them together. Now, some people might have arguments in how they did that, because some people are like, oh, I don't like the new art style, or oh, I don't like the fact we don't have parries, or all, I don't like the where I miss X, Y, and Z a character.
Or
like
I
some
don't like people bastardizing my old
games. Yeah, exactly.
To make money.
Yeah, and no, it's just like when Steven Spielberg made copies
Indiana
of all
Jones
the Street Fighter,
in
all
the
Star
Skull.
Wars, and that. Yeah, it's
oh
like,
God,
that is so stupid.
That was a cop out.
I think Capcom
That's
actually did a good job on this particular.
It's like we
one.
Can't talk about Indiana Jones versus the Crystal Skull. Because that's really what it is. It's him versus a crystal skull in Space Monkeys.
Oh, wow.
Don't believe me? Google it.
I definitely think, though, that they did a good job with this one.
Oh, then you're going to say they did a good job with
Indiana
Jones?
No, because
then you're going to bring up the South Park episode.
Oh, wow. We don't even talk about that.
It's not perfect.
Thank God.
It's not perfect.
But it's good. All right. Well, we're going to jump off and we're going to come back after the break with our cons of the game. So get your ears ready.
Officials at the Internet Cafe say they warned him that's not something you do in public, and to put his pants on. The motorcycle menace in Liberty City continues, Mike Whiteley reporting.
That's right. Weasel has exclusive HD 3D surround sound coverage.
Weasel News.
As you can tell by this gratuitous graphic and urgent sound design, the biker menace is a real problem. Many claim that ethnic gangs are the major threat to safety in Liberty City right now, but lawmakers say the reality is it's lawless motorcycle gangs that are pushing society to the brink. Police report increased criminal activity by the three major bike gangs in the greater metropolitan area. The famous Angels of Death Motorcycle Club has claimed for years that they're just a social club for alternative lifestyles, but some chapters have recently been implicated in major drug dealing and transportation rings. But don't just take our word for it. Seen here in this surveillance footage is the most feared and notorious biker gang in America today. Despite their protests to the contrary, the Angels of Death are known by some for their extreme violence and right-wing values. They're obsessed with gang supremacy and will go to any lengths to maintain it. Lately, they've been working on their public image. However, police warn that's just a smokescreen to draw attention away from their acts of murder, narcotics distribution, and extortion.
That's right, Mike. A bitter rival of the Angels of Death is a gang also causing havoc on the streets of Alderney, the Lost Motorcycle Club, a multiracial gang that claims to be all about freedom and their own moral code. Law enforcement reports indicate that the Lost has become significantly more active in recent months, despite the gang's president, Billy Gray, serving a short time in court-mandated rehabilitation after numerous drug offenses.
Also present on the motorcycle gang scene in Liberty City are the Uptown Riders. Riding highly powered imported sports bikes, they prefer fast Japanese machinery and hip-hop to choppers and death metal. But their gang is just as deadly. They're believed to be involved in smuggling weapons, attacks on individuals, and extremely dangerous racing through heavy traffic. So far, the police don't have a sense of the scale of the problem, but have asked for more money from the economic stimulus package. What is known is that all of these drug-fueled motorcycle gangs are a serious threat to all of us. Mike Whiteley, Weasel News.
Coming up next, are peanut allergies turning your kid gay?
And we're back. Hope you enjoyed that commercial.
Woohoo!
Yeah, it was great.
Was it?
So, yeah, it was. This is delicious. Here like a cake. Anyway, so we're going to talk about what makes Street Fighter 4 not so good and
in other words, the reason why you want to bring it back to the GameStop.
Yeah, pretty much the reason why you would want to take this back and not get the full retail value of the game that you did purchase. Back by like what, $30 for this? No, it's a new title. You get like $35. $40 if you're lucky.
It's Street Fighter 4. You might be able to get $35.
Okay, wow, that's cool. I mean, you just paid $60 for
so you get $25 back? No, $25 out? That's not good. Could be worse. Could be bad.
Point is, there's a reason you need or you might want to take Street Fighter 4 back if you are a newcomer to the series. And with that, we're going to start this roundtable discussion with Ray.
Woo-hoo. All right, well, if you're a newcomer to the series and you're just like, ooh, new fighting game, game pace is not even equal to that. I mean, you're going in, it's stiff. Truly stiff is like two blocks going together just with a high definition. And if anybody wants to refute that, y'all can say it now.
It's stiff.
It's stiff.
Some moves
it's
are stiff.
Stiff.
Some moves
rigor
are
mortis.
Stiff. Some moves are stiff.
Some it's
moves.
Like walking with your leg asleep and like the snow.
Thank you.
With a head cold.
I was under the impression that Capcom was going to take their arcade game and make it faster. And,
they weren't.
They definitely didn't.
I was under the impression that they were going to sneak turbo modifiers in there.
Yeah, same thing. I thought they were going to do something, but like, no, it's just slow.
I guess that's my problem was the slowness.
Yeah.
But at the same time, it's not a versus game where the game.
No, but at the same time.
No, it's not like Street Fighter 2 Turbo was like.
No, Street Fighter 3 has speed modifiers. And
exactly.
Nothing impossible.
Like, it was so quick. But I was doing
okay.
Like,
besides the random spasm moment,
it was Fei Long versus Cammy. No.
We have medication for you after the show.
Okay.
But it's stiff. It's slower than your usual fighting game. Some of the attacks on there, priority wise, is just wrong. Like you said earlier. You do Guile's flash kick and Bison manages to get a head stomp on you.
That's the stupid.
You do an ultra, and yet if you're and yet you still get hit by somebody's attack.
Were you doing an ultra and Zangief grabbed you?
Or Zangief grabbed you in general.
First and foremost, what is an ultra?
An ultra is, well, your super is pretty much your high power special move, and your ultra is supposedly the move to end all moves.
So how does one get an ultra?
Your super moves, you build up your super bar by earning it, by giving hits and stuff like that. Your other move for your ultra, which is called your revenge meter, you build that up by taking hits, be it blocking or actual getting
punch into the face.
Yeah.
Because that happens a lot.
And
it somewhat breaks the game, because if you have someone with a really amazing ultra, like Geef or like Bison. Yeah, Bison.
Yeah.
Or not so much Guile, actually.
Bison, Guile's
a... Or Ryu's. If you get somebody who has any one of those characters or a couple other characters that have really good ultras, and you do anything. Like, if you have Vega, if Vega has an ultra and you jump, that is the end of the match. Don't have enough health. That is the end of the match. If you're on the other side of the screen and you jump, then Vega will hit you and you will get sliced into the air. If you don't jump, then if you get hit with a focus attack, then you'll die.
Okay, so either way, you're dying?
Well, basically, if you're playing against Ryu, and Ryu hits you with a focus attack, and you have left him in a situation where you have a super and an ultra, then that's really the end of the match.
Yeah. If you're left in that situation, and then
throw the other one at you.
But see, if you're left in that situation, you deserve to lose.
No! No, you don't.
I'm Joe Blow. I just bought the game. I've never played a Street Fighter before, and I'm playing against you. Why do I want to continue to play this game when you just did that to me?
Well, you shouldn't hop online if you ain't ready to battle against some serious cats.
The game includes online. That's a part of the game. I wanted to play online.
Well, okay, very much. It's called practice. You're telling me that Joe Blow can get on like something like Soul Calibur
and I watched a review, and it told me it plays exactly like the Street Fighters I've played of old. And I get on, and it doesn't play just like the Street Fighters of old.
Because
there's a focus attack, and there's a special attack, and there's an ultra attack. And there's
and
other stuff in it that I don't know what it is. But you lied to me. You told me it was Street Fighter, and that's why
you're an idiot for not reading the manual, for one, or even practicing before going online trying to challenge me.
But I'm Ryu. Ryu plays the same way he should play, but he doesn't.
Anymore?
Not to mention, when you play, if you play,
and you deserve to get,
you, and you play, you if you play the game, if you play the game,
when I did it, I sat
look,
down,
I just
I read it.
Yeah, if I get back on it, I'll be no better than I was.
Exactly. Take a look at the manual. It just gives you what? The four new characters, two of them moves.
That's not the manual.
That's the closest thing to
that's
the manual
a
that I can
no, 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 there's a thick manual inside.
It teaches you how to do yoga.
Wow!
And get my fight money.
It teaches you how to do yoga. If I wanted that, I could just watch
it. No, it doesn't. Y'all making it sound like this thing really has some sections. It's like, how to do yoga.
The only thing that matters is learning how to do yoga.
Like, you got the move list. It's any fighting game. You telling me if a brand new fighting game came out, you'd just be you get on and you'd play against people who already had the game.
But see, the way
and
that
you, or at least know how to play the game.
But you would all be coming in at the same skill level.
But other games that have online stuff, like Halo, like Gears of War, like
and none of those games do proper ranking.
Yes,
Halo does not. I will concede that. There's tons of games that are like online play, and it's like, oh, you can do a rank match, and then you go on and you play against people who are just like tiers higher than you, and just end up murking.
Even Tekken Online, which is kind of broken online, and I'm not saying that Tekken Online is good because I really get annoyed by Tekken Online because people pull out the cord when they're playing you. But anyway. Even Tekken Online has a reasonably realistic ranking system where if people start winning, then they get the points. They don't get a choice. Like, I don't want to cheat. Like, let's say I want to try and be an upper-level guy playing lower-level guys. You have to start a whole new character. That's not cool. And after four or five matches, everybody's going to know how good you are anyway.
Yeah, for real.
I mean, it's like you can't start over, just start a new profile.
What's the point? And then what's the point?
What's the point? It's fun.
It's fun, but I mean, like,
no.
Did you ever beat like a level like 39 character with your level 1 character?
It's funny.
Because it's like, how did you win? It's like, because it's better.
Yeah,
but that doesn't mean anything.
But not only that, but they're really good. And you've been playing for years, you just didn't have the money to get Xbox Live. You just
and
get Xbox
five
Live,
matches yeah. later, five yeah. matches later, exactly. you won't be the same level as you were.
It's like, because that's not fair, though, because online is a part of the game. The back of the box says what?
I can win 50 not matches in a row, and I'll still be like a level
oh,
two.
Oh, online interaction is not rated by the ESRB.
Meaning,
but the game like, doesn't have online.
Meaning, a lot of issues.
No, Tekken, you
I mean, that's how online games are.
No, but the online, but the main issues with the game aren't much, like, the online is the fact that, like, the learning curve and the gap between people who are good and people who may not know what they're doing
and people who
is
go
so,
online and
that, that chasm like, is you, so very deep like, and wide that it is almost impassable. Like there's people who just have epiphanies, or they watch a YouTube video next to their older brother or some idiotic crap.
Can
like
we talk about trauma?
Next thing you know,
but at the same time, that's everybody on online. I mean,
you can go on tech and you can go online.
What you should talk about when it comes to online play is the fact that, like, is there a lag?
No,
you know,
the online play is really good.
It would have to be in Street Fighter. Do you know how important it is to be able to do precise input?
There's lag in Virtual Fighter.
There's lag in freaking Soul Calibur 4.
And yeah, so much.
There's dirty lag in Soul Calibur 4.
It's horrible. It's like,
right.
I'll throw so jump on,
I hit X, it's like 3 seconds later. Wow!
Exactly.
But Boldo was just digging in me. I'm like, yo, I hate you. Oh my god.
Like,
I can't wait.
Even though we're talking about cons, like, you can't really put online, like, that's just skill. I mean, you go to an arcade, you don't know how good the guy is, like, next to you.
But you,
oh,
put,
yes,
quarters,
you, do.
You put quarters into machines.
No, you don't talk. However, I can comment on when I go to my search priority and I set same skill and they throw somebody in front of me with, like, 3,500 battle points. And he hits me with like a 13-hit combo that strings out of all these prior features we just mentioned.
Exactly.
Like, no, that should not happen, especially considering that my profile has zero on it.
You know what?
Hey, that's a con.
That's a con. That that piss poor matchmaking you were talking about. That's it right there. That's a primary example of that.
But I mean, there's not that many fighting games that have that anyway. Like, have it done well? Anybody know any fighting games that do that ranking well?
You win in Tekken, you move up. There's no choice in the matter. You can't, like, try and... No. If you win, and you do it in an extremely good fashion, you get a ton of points, and you move up a dam.
That is the end of it.
Like, you don't kind of, like, ooh, maybe I can hide out and play with losers. No, you can't do that. Like, you will rank up. And
so
then when you rank up,
know,
you'll have
know,
higher
you know,
level people available
I
to
haven't,
you.
I haven't done a long enough online play of it.
Went from being ranked 7,000 one night to being ranked in the top 200 in the U.S.
It's
believe
like no,
me,
but
it's
like,
very possible.
No, I'm talking like, about Street Fighter 4. I played a couple matches.
You owned that kid like 7 times in a row.
Exactly. But those weren't ranked matches.
But that
those
kid,
were just quick matches.
But what I'm saying is that kid got online and he played you.
But he played me on a quick match. I wouldn't be able to play him on the ranked matches. Unless he has already a ton of points from just being
dude,
up there.
Dude,
no, that does not matter.
You didn't have a rank. You started out
zero.
And you got 77. All you had is 77, so...
The guy I beat had like 80-something.
No, he had about...
Like 600, 700.
300-something.
Yeah, 700. He was in triple digits.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, no, what I was trying to talk about isn't so much... like, the rest of the games, they don't have, like, auto-ranking systems according to skill and level. They had, like, their systems are based on, like, oh, you go into rank, you go, yo, just hook me up with somebody. And they'll throw you a person, and that person may or may not be a little bit better than you at your level or way beyond your league. Street Fighter claims to have a system that matches you with people of similar skill level, and it fails in that regard, at least right now and during the time that I played it.
Mm-hmm. It's like more online time will be spent. Either winning or losing.
Like, it's not about the win or lose. It's about the system failing to match you with people that are of competent skill levels. You're either owning people or people are owning you, and there's no mid-ground. It's not like you play people and you have good matches. You just get raped. Or you rape.
Or you are the rape.
Yeah.
It's like you are the rape train or you are the red cyclone.
It's like that is it.
That's it. There's one extreme or the other. and that's all you can ever hope for when you're playing Street Fighter 4.
Also, I mean, this is a gameplay thing. When I throw a super out, I fully expect that if you're standing directly in front of me and not blocking, that I should probably hit you. That's just me. And yet, I've seen it more than once, time and time again, where someone, for instance, Zangief, I'll be standing in front of somebody. They will not be blocking. They'll be in the corner. They'll be cowering because I'm Zangief and they want to get thrown for some reason. They think blocking low would help them. And I'll do the super grab. And whenever I do a normal grab in that situation, the person goes into the air and gets slammed in their head. Whenever I do a running powerbomb in that situation, the person will get slammed twice or slammed in their head once. They'll get slammed no matter what.
You're saying I'm Zangief, I'm slamming.
It always works.
But
if you do it the special or the revenge one, there is actually a possibility that your arms will do... I wish this was a video cast. You could actually see what happens, but your arms
just say
will go
whiff.
Through W-I-F-F. The person. Through the person. You'll have the super thing come up, the screen will go black, your arms will go through the guy, and no damage.
Oh, you mean like it clips right through?
It will go through the guy. It will, like, look. Gone. And you will sit there, and you'll look
stupid.
You'll look stupid, and then you'll eat an ultra.
Yeah.
Yeah, we can get all into, like, all kinds of, like, clipping errors and weird collision detection issues because, like...
But it happens with a lot of characters and it happens a lot of times.
Yeah, it definitely does. That's what I'm saying. Like, a lot of, in the 2D games, like, it happened in weird circumstances, like, you know, cross-ups and stuff like that.
Yeah.
But, like, since the game's in 3D now, there's going to be issues where you're standing in front of a dude and you throw a fireball, it's going to go right through.
Yeah, like because Soul Calibur, when you're going to like the end of the match, it's like this one move that you really need to hit, because you got the other person just talking much greater, oh, you can't beat me, and you swing, and it just goes,
like, wait, what?
You on top of your head, like, I told you I was good.
I was like, no, I told you that this game is broken, and it failed.
Everybody,
seriously, should you go out and should you buy Street Fighter?
Yes.
I mean, seriously.
If you really like Street Fighter,
if you like watercolors, if you like Okami, then you'll love this.
Oh, wow.
If you like
Okami, are you just mad because Seth beat you like
Street I'm not mad that Seth beat me. I'm mad that... No, I'm not even
another
mad.
Another issue. Before we go, the computer AI.
Oh, my God, yeah. Are we talking about Seth? I thought we were going to talk about Seth. We're talking about Seth?
No, don't do that one. There you go.
All right. Let's talk about Seth real quick.
Explain.
Everybody gets one sentence to say what they like about what you feel about Seth. Did you didn't play Seth? Did you?
Yeah, I didn't play him, but I seen him.
Oh, you seen him? Okay. What do you think about Seth?
Looks like a regular video game boss that does cheesy things. Looks like he has every move from every character in the game. That's just Hobo-esque.
Right.
To build up off of what he said. Yeah. I mean, come on. A roundhouse that automatically goes into a lightning kick.
Really?
Jump one dragon punch, next thing you know, he does gene splicing people.
He's a thousand times. Okay.
Hold on. Grab to uppercut. Okay, I'll just leave it.
Chris?
Grab uppercut.
He actually, you know, before when you played against Bison in the computer, like, wow, if someone just learned how to play like that, as good as a computer, they'd be unbeatable. And then you actually do play against people like that and you can beat them.
Uh huh.
If someone really utilized Seth as good as he possibly can be used. Like, the vacuum move can automatically backed up by the SPD every time. And he has an SPD. Oh, and he has Dalsim's low double punch, so that means you can't
sit there.
And he has a gene splice and an EX gene splice, so you can't just...
Oh, and a double sonic boom.
And he has a double sonic boom. Like,
all his moves, like, back up into EX.
And then he has a teleport!
Yes.
Like... What?
And a teleport and a triangle jump.
Yeah, what? Like
hopping off the wall.
So wait. So like that. Lawrence, your Seth experience.
The most uninspired, piss poor, infuriating, horribly designed boss I've ever encountered in a fighting game, second or equal only to Alpha 152.
Yes,
is it worse than
like
Alpha 152?
Even on the easiest difficulty setting. I came so close to throwing my $200 Xbox out of the window of my house that I had to stop playing for a good bit of time and hand it to someone else who was playing next to me so they could continue in my stead. Because, like, and it may be attributed to lack of skills, But if no, you're dude, trying to attract new players to your franchise, giving them a roadblock at the end does not do that. That goes, I can't do this, I don't need it, I'm giving it to somebody who can.
Exactly. And I will just finish this up by saying that first and I forgot Ryu was standing behind me.
Ryu wants to say something dreads.
About Seth.
Ryu doesn't have dreads.
I can say, you know what, I can't say anything because y'all were all witness to me beating him in one try on the hardest difficulty because I'm that dude.
Yeah, but
I'm that dude.
Okay, but here's the counter. On easiest, how many times did it take you to beat him?
But I was 22. Using that. Easiest. Using, I was using a character I never used before.
But that's the point. That's the point we're making.
Right.
But you know what? They're going to play with Abel or Abel or Obliv.
But you know what?
And guess what? And they're going to get that same Seth experience that they just got. And all I'm saying
is. But it's one of those things that you got to go back and learn the character. I didn't learn the character. I jumped right in. And when I jumped in, you know, yeah, I got to the end, and then the boss dug into my butt.
Okay, but no.
He gave me more shovel work. I thought the end result was going to be a Wii game.
Thank you. That's cute.
But no. Creative. You were thinking
you
about
that. Really, yeah, that was real. Yeah, Ray.
He was waiting. He was saving
you, you, that. Was like, he saved his ultra. He saved his ultra. And he did a revenge super. But no. What I will say that really makes or breaks this game for me is the fact that end all be all, when I go and I play a video game, I am playing a video game because it is something that I can't do in real life. I can't throw fireballs. I've never done a tiger uppercut.
Why not?
Because I really can't. Like, as much as I think, I've been to Hogwarts, I've gotten my letter, I've trained with Snape, I've been on top of mountains, I've fought dragons, I've done lots of stuff, and it's always been a fantasy every single time I've done it. And nothing has ever broke that fantasy until I fought Seth. Until I fought Seth. Seth is the only thing that I've ever done in my entire life that has really made me think, I'm no longer playing a fighting game. I'm no longer playing a video game. I'm doing something that is now a task. Like, right now, I'm putting up drywall in my cousin's room. That is a task. I have to take the drywall. I have to cut it to measurement. To put it on the wall, I have to put in the nails. I have to drive in the screws. Then I have to take the glue and I have to put the grout on the wall. Boom, done. Piece is up. And then I got to do it for another piece. Then I have to do it for another piece. And then I have to think to myself, what am I doing with this next piece? And I have to measure that out. And I think of Seth as my drywall. Seth is drywall you're putting on a wall.
Let me guess. You didn't play too much of SNK games.
I didn't play a lot of SNK games, but I played Street Fighter. I had a Sega Genesis. I got Turbo 2. I love Street Fighter, but this is not love. This is something that, like,
non-con.
You really have to think to yourself that this is the only thing that you're doing today, and this is what you can do. Because once again, just like with Lawrence, I'm playing on the easiest setting. I'm playing with a character that I know very well. And I went in, and I know to God that I connected with that fierce kick. And he said, what? Boom! EX grab. He didn't even have an EX bar! And he EX SPD! So frustrating that I pulled the monitor cable out of my monitor, kicked the monitor over, kicked my Xbox over, flipped the controller, went downstairs, told my cousin about it, and she started laughing. Kicked her Xbox over to the end. Done.
And for those who don't know what we mean by EX and whatnot, please explain.
What we mean by EX is extra, extra gay. No, seriously though, it doesn't mean extra gay. It probably does for Seth, but EX is
it's pretty much when you do a special move.
When you do a special move and you do it with either three punches two punches or two kicks.
If anyone ever played
special move,
anybody played Street Fighter 3, okay, to explain. Focus attacks are like your parries, except they only work once, and if you hold them for longer, the next you can turn into attacks, but you can only take that one hit, and if you take the one hit and then connect with the attack, there's next chance you'll get your heal most of whatever that damage was. If you get hit twice, you get the damage you would have gotten from the first hit during the focus, plus extra. So,
To make this really simple, you just said something that happens in an RPG. And I'm playing a fighting game, and you just told me that playing this game is very easy to get into, and the learning curve isn't.
But you don't have to use focus attack.
You don't have to, but guess what? That's what people are going to be using against you. That's what the computer is going to use against you.
Then learn.
So you have to learn it.
So, I'm sorry that it's
Jason,
like,
Jason loves this game. He's been waiting for it for 10 years. And so have I.
Yeah.
Everyone's been waiting for it for 10 years, and I'm still waiting for Street Fighter 4. Done.
You just mad because you can't do nothing in it.
I'm not mad. I can beat you.
No, you can't. I guarantee you that.
And on
turn the game on. On the next episode of Reset, we're going to have video of me kicking Jason's How about that? Done. Kobe. How about that?
And then the alarm clock would go off and you wake up.
I dream about beating you in Street Fighter. I dream about picking a man to beat you with another man.
Wow, you went really far with that.
And then I wake up in cold sweats. No, man. Ain't that deep with me. Street Fighter.
Look, you described it just now. Not
you said that. That's what would happen. I would wake up.
I didn't add the cold sweats.
But seriously, though, if you're really looking for a new game, one, you better buy Street Fighter because it's new.
If you're looking for a continuation of a fighting series.
If you're looking for a continuation of a fighting series, if you're looking for that the fresh iteration of something that needs to be reinvented, that classic, go get yourself Street Fighter 4. If you have $64.19 or whatever your taxes are for your state. So let's say if you had $64
in
some pocket change.
Unless you live in
Delaware. All right, go into a store with $65. Go buy Street Fighter. See you online. All right? You guys have a wonderful week and weekend, and we'll see you guys next week. Bye.
Thank you for being.